Regular listeners to The Science Show will know I don't have an iPhone, but I do have an H-phone, one designed by Henry Hoke in 1955. In fact, Henry Hoke designed and invented most of the modern technologies, though this is not generally known. Today we launch a short series to celebrate his genius.
The modern technological world owes a great debt to the visionary geniuses of the past, and names such as Watt, Stephenson, Edison and Tesla justly deserve their place amongst the immortals. But there is one man, enigmatic and unrecognised, who deserves at least a far dusty corner in the Temple of Fame. That man is the Australian inventor, Henry Hoke. Only a few precious fragments of the life of Henry Hoke remain. An inventor, engineer, and scientist, he was a shy and elusive man. No reliable photograph of him is known to exist. His restless energy produced an unending stream of brilliant, often unrealized inventions. What drove that spirit? Was it a fusion of time and place, of wits and opportunity? For Henry Hoke, it was often about place, his birthplace, Hoke's Bluff.
Back in Henry's day, Hoke's Bluff wasn't an easy place to live in. You know, it was tough.
Not an easy place to live. Not an easy place to find.
In fact, it's still not on most maps.
For the young Henry Hoke, his environment represented an opportunity to investigate and learn.
Henry Hoke is a remarkable figure in the Australian scientific landscape. Prolific, inventive, a classical example of a lateral thinker. He decided quite early on to document his various inventions, and so he invented a kind of camera with an apparatus he kept on his head so that he could keep his hands free.
Yes, it was a helmet-type thing. He used to wear it all the time. I don't know why.
To preserve the image, he used a very special mineral. It's a kind of bulldust, which he could highly refine down to the nano scale, a bit like photocopying toner.
Beryl Hoke. Well, here's a woman that you didn't want to take on head to head.
From his mother Beryl, the head of the Ladies' Blacksmithing League, Henry learnt the mysteries of forging and fire welding. This gave him the power to shape hard and unforgiving materials to the forms of his dreams. From his father, Silas, Henry learnt the arcane mysteries of the periodic table, chemistry, and also some physics. He was known to work in his father's pharmacy, mixing up batches of that enterprise's celebrated patent medicines. Silas imparted a powerful, stern discipline on the young man.
How many times do I have? You've got to get it right. Do it again. Do them all again.
There were limits to how much his parents could teach him, but the young Henry found wisdom and solace in the books and encyclopedia of the Hoke's Bluff Mechanics Institute. It is claimed he eventually read every book. His thirst for knowledge knew no bounds.
If you asked him a question, he'd certainly know something about it.
You name it, he knew about it. And with mechanical stuff, gee, he was a wizard.
As a young man, Henry worked at Descartes' garage.
He was very keen on making things. He made things that were so modern that we had never sighted anything like it before.
We'd never seen modern things like Henry made. That opened a lot of eyes around here. In fact, I've got lots of bits and pieces of his still around the store here.
We've got the old smoke hammer. That's stopping smoke coming out of an engine. And this is brand new. I've never had to use mine.
It was obvious to everyone that great things were ahead of Henry. But a small town like Hoke's Bluff was hard on a man with Henry's intellect.
Australia has not always treated its wonderful inventors with respect. And sadly, Henry Hoke was no exception.
Thank you.
More about Henry next week, and my thanks to Brian Dawe for some of those revelations.